The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to his disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. That first part of the Gospel this morning would seem to be an ancient hymn, because we also find that in the Gospel of Matthew. But nevertheless, it gives us an insight into God, really, into the Lord, that we don't need to be sophisticated or very wise to be able to see things and see what really matters if we have the gift of faith. We also, it tells us not to begin working out what God is like of what God does by our own standards or in the way that we think. Because God, if you use the word think, we can't understand the workings of God. So the best thing to do is to leave it to the Lord. Turning to the last bit, turning to his disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. How would you interpret that or put it into, how does that apply to us? For I say to you, many prophets and kings, again, people who are very wise and sophisticated, desire to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. If you really have the gift of faith and the gift of trust in the Lord, you have what I might call, or what we can call, a third eye. So now you're not seeing just with the normal eyes, the two eyes with your physical eyes, so to speak, but you're seeing with a third eye. I don't know if you're understand that, or if you have ever experienced it. If you really have the gift of faith, you see things in a totally different way. You see problems and difficulties in life, pain and suffering. It's part of it's part of life, it's part of human nature. And also, if you have that third eye and that faith, you see that that particular suffering or pain need never go to waste. It can be a blessing in disguise, but most people don't see it as such. We complain and we grumble, and very often even we get angry with God and say, why is this happening to me? I don't deserve it. The only answer to that is, why not? And with a third eye, we can see a meaning in our suffering and in our pain. That's what I'm trying to see. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning. The simple can see that. It's just ordinary people, but sophisticated, and people who think they're very clever often miss the point.